Good morning. This is Olivia.
And Jess.
With your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, elective surgeries have been paused for 48 hours at the Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital, Prince Charles Hospital, Redcliffe Hospital and Caboolture Hospital due to an influx of flu patients. Health Minister Tim Nicholls says more than 250 people were hospitalised with influenza last week. Queensland Health is confident a 48-hour pause will be sufficient, but it may be extended based on emergency presentations.
A research team from James Cook University has found delivering the tuberculosis vaccine directly to the lungs could create stronger protection against the world's deadliest infectious disease. World Health Organization data revealed 10.8 million new TB infections globally in 2023 and 1.3 million deaths. Dr. Andreas Kups, who led the study, said high global rates of TB were in part due to the limited efficiency of the only licensed vaccine, developed to protect adults in 1921 via a shot to the arm. Because it is delivered as an injection after birth, it often doesn't produce long-term protection against respiratory infections, he said. The research could hold several implications for the development of a more effective TB vaccine.
In national news, ACT Health will soon roll out a pilot program allowing select Canberra GPs to diagnose ADHD and prescribe appropriate medication. Canberrans have faced lengthy waits for diagnosis, with paediatricians and psychiatrists often travelling interstate to access care more quickly. The pilot, which starts in 6 months, will see 20 doctors able to diagnose ADHD and more than 50 able to prescribe stimulant drugs to young people.
Yesterday, a humpback whale making its way through Sydney Harbour resulted in ferries having to temporarily pause during the morning commute. The juvenile whale entered the harbour on Wednesday at 8 a.m. At approximately 9 a.m, ferries briefly paused services to allow the whale safe passage. National Parks and Wildlife Service and Maritime New South Wales crews said they were escorting the humpback on its journey in a bid to protect both the animal and the public. Prior to the crew's intervention, the whale had been heading towards Circular Quay.
In international news, Thailand's Buddhist institution is under scrutiny due to a woman's alleged sexual relations with monks who are required to be celibate. The Thai police have arrested the woman who allegedly had sexual relations with at least 9 monks and then used more than 80,000 photos and videos of the acts to extort money from them. A police spokesperson said she received around $18 million Australian over the past 3 years. The woman is facing multiple charges, including extortion, money laundering, and receiving stolen goods. This is just the latest scandal to rock Thailand's revered Buddhist institution, which in recent years has been plagued with allegations of monks engaging in sex offences and drug trafficking.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a possible chance of light showers. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is none and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.